The tall blonde woman swept back her robe and put her hands on her hips, glaring at the young girl in front of her, frowning. She eyed the child's adult companion. How far along is she? The room was dark, barely allowing the two visitors to make out much beyond the rows of thick, old books jammed onto sagging bookcases. Dried herbs and flowers had been tied in small bundles and stacked on shelves, giving the space the faint aroma of a health spa. Other than that, the room was dark and still. A cat stepped through an entrance in the back somewhere, yawning and stretching as its green eyes flashed in the candlelight. Its shiny black coat made it nearly invisible as it turned and wandered off. The child is early in her learning? The trembling woman stepped forward, her voice wavering. But she sees well, visions of future events at times, and without the aid of a potion or fire. The blonde woman narrowed her eyes. This is what you've been told? No, mistress. As her mother, this is what I've witnessed from Madeline with my own eyes for 10 years. Is it? The instructor picked up a worn leather-bound book with a dusty cover, an embossed pentagram adorning its front. Curvaceous in tone, she sent her long rose-gold-colored hair over her shoulder with a flick of her head. The silvery white and pink-tinted edges bounced and swirled to the middle of her slender back. Let's find out. Turning, the leggy blonde walked deeper into the darkness of her gallery, passing through a doorway and into a large chamber with a warm, roaring fireplace. The mother followed as far as the doorway. I was told, be silent or be gone, woman. From the fireplace, the blonde's eyes flashed at the mother. Do not insult me with talk of payment. One cannot offer money for my services. If my terms are agreed to, we proceed, and the price will be whatever I require. She looked at Madeline. The training is intense, child. Grueling. It will break you down and wear you down. It will age you beyond your years. But already you know the gift must be used or it will destroy you. Are you prepared to commit? The mother nodded. She will. She glanced at the fireplace. The instructor was no longer there. Silence! The mistress appeared at the mother's side, waving her hand. The woman's head snapped back. She howled as she dropped to her knees, putting a hand to her red cheek. Her mouth hanging open, she peered up at the instructor. I speak only to the child. The witch hissed, her chest heaving. You cannot commit for another, nor for this. The decision is hers and hers alone. The child must decide. Mother cowered on the floor, her cheek red and hot. Yes, Madame Chanticleer. As the dark robe flowed around her, the instructor swept in front of the child. You will forego your youth and beauty for my instruction. Your friends and the comfort of your life, such as it is, all this and more I will demand, for what will be gained at my side cannot be learned anywhere else. You will agree or you will leave now, just as I had to when I was your age.
Your youth and beauty were sacrificed?
The child stepped forward, gazing at the instructor in the glow of the fireplace.
But you are beautiful, mistress.
Am I? The witch took a deep breath and let it out slowly, stretching her arms out from her sides. Closing her eyes, she leaned her head back. A low groan escaped her lips. Wrinkles etched themselves into her firm forehead and neck. Full, supple breasts pouted and sagged, drawing close to her caving ribs. Her back arched, hunching and curving as a long, withered cane stretched down from her hand. As the haggard instructor leaned on the walking stick, moles grew from her cheek and lip. Bags appeared under her eyes, dragging her withered, spotty flesh downward. pale white eyes now stared out at the child between strands of thin, matted white hair. The elderly woman smiled at them through worn yellow teeth, her knotted fingers stretching out from the black robe.